bought a ring, asked her to put it on her credit card.
The baby came next.
When I was pregnant, we went and took out a $1,000 whatever loan. Then he took out another loan.
Another loan?
Yes.
Then it all came due.
He took out a loan so we could pay for the bills that we had.
So what did you do with your money?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Joshua Egan is suing his ex-fiancée, Jamie Gunther, for an engagement ring and furniture, as well as a loan to pay her bills. Jamie is countersuing for the money she invested in the ring.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 147 on the calendar, the matter of Egan versus Gunther.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Egan, when did you and Miss Gunther separate?
Been November 1st of 2012.
She had been living in your house?
Yes.
Is this a house that you own or rent?
I own it, but I'm renting it out to my middle brother right now.
But it was a house that you owned at the time
Yes.
that you and the defendant were living there?
Yes.
How long did you live there, Miss Gunther?
About 2 years.
During that time, you had a child?
Yes.
When was the child born?
June 5th of 2010.
Child was born in the house?
No. We were living at a house we were renting, and we didn't move out of there and buy the house until September of 2010.
You were renting a house together?
Yes.
And when did you move into that rental house?
August of 2009.
Was that the first time you had lived together?
No.
When had you lived together previous to that?
When we had first got together, she had an apartment in Midland, and I had moved in with her.
What year?
February of 2009.
Yes.
So it appears that the two of you lived continuously from February 2009 until November 1st, 2012.
Yes.
This is what the case is about. You say that when Ms. Gunther left your house in November of 2012, mm-hmm. she took property that did not belong to her.
Yes.
Property that you purchased.
Yes.
She says she took nothing that wasn't hers.
Correct.
And she has a counterclaim because she says at some point you bought a ring, asked her to put it on her credit card with a promise by you that you would pay off the ring. Ring was an engagement ring?
Correct.
And you haven't paid off the ring.
That's incorrect.
You paid off the ring?
No, when she had gotten the ring, I put $700 cash on it. And the last remaining $500, she had taken out a loan to get it because we were going to Arkansas to visit her sister, and she wanted to have the ring to be able to show her sister.
So she still has that $500 loan?
I don't know if she's still paying on that or not.
Is that the $500 loan you're talking about?
No, it was a $1,000 loan, and I have the receipt.
Do you also have the ring?
Yes.
I'd like to see the ring. And I'd like to see the loan. It's a ring set, correct?
Yes.
No, this says the loan was not just for the ring. It was to buy a dehumidifier for her home and pay off an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
How much was the ring in total?
$1,200.
You have the receipt for it?
No, I don't.
I believe him, actually, that you only took out $500 to purchase this ring. Because your loan doesn't say that the ring was the sole purpose of you taking out the loan. So this is my question. This is an engagement ring. If he had paid for the ring, he gets the ring back. If you want, I will return the ring to you. But you have to pay her $500. Is that what you want to do?
I really have no use for it. That's not what I'm suing for.
I understand it's not what you're suing for. She has a counterclaim.
Okay.
And her counterclaim is she wants you to pay off the $500 for this ring, which seems fair. Engagement ring is something that you wanted to buy for her, right?
Correct.
You should have the ring back because the marriage did not take place.
Mm-hmm.
But the right thing to do is not to saddle her with the $500 loan that she took out.
From what I know, she had already paid that loan off.
Well, she wants to be compensated
okay.
for that.
All right, that's understandable.
And I'm going to do it anyway. I was just hoping that I could get your approval. In any event, would you give him the ring on your counterclaim? I'm awarding you $500. He gets the ring back, unless you want the ring.
I don't need the ring.
Great. Now, I'd like you to tell me what property, Mr. Egan, you claim that Ms. Gunther took from the home when she moved out.
We together had went and purchased a log frame couch with matching coffee table and area rug.
Yeah, you purchased that together?
Yes, but I have been making the payments on that since day one, and only me.
When you say you purchased it together, explain what you mean by purchased it together.
I couldn't get the credit line by myself, so she was a co-signer on the credit card.
And how much was that furniture?
It was $1,176.60.
Can I see that, please? And is it your testimony today that this furniture, which is made out to you, this receipt is made out to you, you have paid for?
I'm in the process of still paying it off.
And you're still paying for it?
Yes.
And you have the furniture?
Yes. But I am the one who had the credit card, and he was the co-signer. And I have that paperwork right here. I have the amount that's due on it also. And when I left, we had two living rooms in our house that because we purchased the house together.
Just a second. Let us deal with this right now.
Okay.
Let's not try to confuse this old brain. He's paying for the furniture. It's his. You're not married. I'm not dividing it in half. You chose to make a family without getting married. Now you come to me to clean up this mess, and sometimes I can help you and sometimes I can't. The two of you may have purchased it as a couple, mm-hmm. but he's paying for it and has paid for it. So he's going to pay for it, and he has to have the furniture. That's it.
My stipulation is I don't want it returned, ruined, or...
You get the furniture back.
Okay.
That's what you get. That's what you're here for. You say you want the return or value of the property, plus money I loaned. That's my prerogative. She may have to get furniture from a secondhand store to replace it, or she may have to borrow furniture from a friend or from a relative to replace it. But it's your furniture. You are currently paying for it. That's what you're telling me.
Yes.
And you're entitled to have your furniture back. This is not your wife. So, with a marshal, within 5 days, you'll go pick it up. What other furniture do you want?
There was a 42-inch flat-screen TV that was purchased also when we were together, and I have a receipt for that as well.
Who paid for it?
I did.
Well, let me ask Ms. Gunther this. Your child was born in June of 2010. Just prior to and just subsequent to the birth of the child, were you employed?
Yes.
By whom?
Tender care.
Tender care doing what?
A Messina, a nurse's assistant.
Were you working full-time or part-time?
I was working full-time.
And who was taking care of the baby?
We had friends and family that would take care of him.
So what did you do with your money?
I paid bills with it. And
what bills?
I also had to pay my friends for child care, for watching our son.
So you paid for your child care.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I helped pay for gas, for food, and for all the bills because we paid everything together. And I helped pay for the furniture and for the television.
For this 42-inch television? House. How did you do that?
Well, when I was pregnant, we went and took out a $1,000 whatever loan because we agreed that we were going to take out $1,000.
Is this the loan that you gave me?
No.
Another loan?
Yes. We agreed that we would spend $1,000 on ourselves, and then he took out another loan, or I did, and spent $1,000 on buying everybody presents because we knew we wouldn't be able to afford to buy anybody nice gifts anymore after we have our son. And we bought the TV with a loan, and we bought other stuff. I don't even...
When you left the house, did you leave him a television?
I left him two televisions, a 52-inch and a 32-inch, and another set of furniture and almost everything in the house.
Do you have the other two televisions?
Yeah.
Are they working?
Yes.
Great. Move on. What else do you want?
A bed frame. I had bought a log bed frame for a king-size bed from my brother. He said he would sell it to me for $50.
Did he sell it to you for $50?
Yes.
I went 7 years postgraduate work. I'm not hearing it. Next.
Okay, box springs for my king-size bed. She had taken those as well.
What have you been sleeping on since November?
My girlfriend's bed.
Are you still together?
Yes.
Great. What are you going to do with the box spring?
I was going to purchase a new king-size mattress for a bed.
Keep moving.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're going to civil jail. First, I'm going to take your driver's license away. Then I'm sending you to civil jail, where you're going to dig graves for elephants with a spoon.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joshua Egan says ex-fiancé Jamie Gunther refuses to return the engagement ring as well as furniture from their shared home. Joshua is also suing for an unpaid loan.
What else?
I'm paying on one of her medical bills still to this day.
Which medical bill?
When we had first gotten together, she had like a $3,000 medical bill that was sent to collections.
Did you have a $3,000 medical bill that was in collections? The answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
How did you pay it?
We paid for it together.
He's still paying for it.
Well, it got consolidated because we couldn't afford all of our bills when we were together. So he took out a loan and consolidated a whole bunch of our bills together so we could pay for the bills that we had.
I want you to tell me, Ms. Gunther, what you perceive to be a fair way of separating this so he's not paying for your old medical bill.
Well, I have a medical bill that I've got to pay for the rest of my life that I got from him, so.
That's not an answer.
I believe his medical bill had to have been paid off a long time ago because that was about 4 years ago and it was $50 every 2 weeks, I think, that we were paying on it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I have all the copies of the checks I wrote out.
The copies of all the checks you wrote specifically for the medical
yes.
bill? Specifically?
Yes, for the account number and everything written at the
and
bottom.
And what do they add up to?
$2,050. And then on top of that, when I'd taken out that consolidation loan.
No, just for her medical bills.
This is part of it, though. That consolidation loan she was talking about, I had to add, because we still owed on that, $674. So that was part of that consolidation
loan. All I'm asking you about is her medical bill.
That's part of the 674. The 674 is to pay off the last bit after paying the 2,000 already. The 674 paid it the rest of the way off.
So you paid off 2,050 and 674
yes.
was her medical bill?
Yes.
Solely?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you this question. When you and Ms. Gunther were together, I gather that both of you were employed on a regular basis.
Yes.
And there was a commingling of your bills so that when certain loans were taken out, you had a joint account?
No. We had a joint savings, but we never used it.
Well, how did you pay bills in the house?
I paid bills. I was the only one with the checkbook. I wrote checks for everything.
And what did Ms. Gunther pay?
Mainly, she would take care of her car payment and cell phone payment and then stuff for her son and then food.
Well, then in her own way, she paid bills. That was
yes.
just the way you distributed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, when she was putting gas in the car and paying for daycare for your child so that you could both work, she was paying off her medical bill. Do you understand? When she was paying for food for you, herself and the baby, and you had a certain amount of money that you had a checking account and you paid off regular bills, if you had to pay off the daycare and the food and her gas and car, as well as your gas and car and all the things that make a house work, we wouldn't be standing here because you would have joined your money and I would have said, listen, 4 years ago, this was paid off. I don't know if you understand me or not, but I'm going to give it to you the bottom line. You don't get it. You want your log furniture back that cost you $1,176 or you want to let her keep it?
I want it.
You want it. What are you going to do with it?
Put it in my house.
Where you're currently living?
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm her father.
You have another couch for her to sit on? You'll find one. Let me tell you what the outcome of this case is. You're going to pick up the couch. Miss Gunther gets $500 for the ring on her counterclaim. This case is over.
Can I say something else?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't understand why he's suing me when I'm not the one who texted him on Christmas Eve and broke up with him because he was cheating on me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joshua Egan claims ex-fiancé Jamie Gunther owes for the return of furniture, an engagement ring, and money loaned.
Go ahead.
See, the thing that I don't understand is that I don't understand why he's suing me when I'm not the one who texted him on Christmas Eve and broke up with him because he was cheating on me.
Listen to me.
But then he hasn't paid a dime of child support. He owes back from December. He hasn't been helping me at all with our son, and he didn't help us when we were together. And I just don't understand why
he is here. Who knows why he's here?
Furniture's for his son, though, too.
I'm sorry.
I can't make a child support order.
I'm unemployed right now, and I don't have the money to buy anything. And he left everything at his brother's
home. And I'm telling you, I wish I had the ability to make a child support order. Sadly, when I once tried to do that here, even on consent, I was sorely castigated by those esteemed jurists who said, you know what, she doesn't have jurisdiction to do that. I loathe parents, men or women, who don't contribute to the support of their children.
I took out other loans.
What I'm telling you is, I just answered your question as easily as and directly as I could. I loathe people who don't take care of their responsibility and support their children. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. Now, when I was actually a sitting judge in New York, he would be, if he had not paid child support for a period of time and was living with his girlfriend, because that's what he says, and I assume works because he looks well fed, I would say, you're going to civil jail. First, we're going to take your driver's license away. Then I'm sending you to civil jail, where you're going to dig graves for elephants with a spoon. I used to do it all the time.
I understand.
And by the time they got out the door, either a mother, a father, or a girlfriend was there with a checkbook to write out what was owed. Sadly, not everybody operates the same way. Oh, we'll give them another chance. Economy's terrible. If the economy is terrible, he'd be thinner.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, I wish I could help you. The only thing that I can relieve you of is in your counterclaim, you requested that you be relieved of this engagement ring potential responsibility, that he was going to take it back and you had invested some money, so you're entitled to the money you invested in it.
Yes, and I had other papers here where I took out loans to pay off bills of his also.
I'm telling you, you people lived together from 2009 to 2012. You made a baby together. The same way that I said to him, I'm not going back to these bills that you put together. When you were living together, you paid for certain things, he paid for certain things. Nobody's going to separate that. This wasn't easy. The furniture wasn't easy because he's still paying for it and you have it. And there is something unconscionable about that. And there is something unconscionable about you having a ring that you're not going to be able to use, that's an engagement ring, and still on the hook for the loan for it, which is why I did what I did. The rest of it, you folks have to realize, you decide to play house together and not get married. There are no courts in the nation for almost marrieds. There are courts for people who are married, who are getting a divorce. You separate your property, you slice it in half, you say, this is yours, this is yours, this debt is yours, this debt is yours. We don't do that with almost marrieds. You want to be almost married? You got what I gave you. You get the furniture back, you get your $500 for the ring back, and I say to both of you, sayonara.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I found out that he was cheating on me again and left me for his girlfriend and took our son over there a week before I even knew we broke up.
I didn't do things right, but there's a lot of things she didn't either.
I was living there because he wanted us to go back together and he wanted to go to couples counseling and he lied the whole time, he told me.
There's issues on both sides.
When I found out they were cheating on me again, I went to the house and I took all my stuff out.
There's a lot to it. I mean, more than the way she makes me seem like a bad guy.
I would just like for him to leave me alone.
Just keep it reasonable, the relationship for her son's sake.
He's a good father, but I just wish he'd leave me alone.
I take care of my son good, and the whole child support issue is a non-issue because I have my son more than she does. That's why she's trying to make it seem like I don't take care of him at all.
Would be nice to have an apology that actually was sincere. But I'll never get that because he's a very good liar.
I'm sure I have.
Never trust anybody because they're really good at lying.
Don't rush into stuff.
I thought he was a good guy, but he's a really big liar.